you looking for help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. You got the real-time pain relief report for you to start this hour, and then we'll get right to the phones. It's 866-444-3478. And I've been reading this new report that came out. It was in the New York Times. More stuff about Roundup. They opened some previously sealed documents and came up with some more damaging information about this Roundup product that we've been trying to get people to stop using now for some time. Real-time pain relief wants to talk about sitting with your legs crossed. Now, this hits home in a couple of different ways, but it's a little bit different angle, and there's something here that I didn't know if it is right, and I assume that it is. They're basically saying, the real-time pain relief people, that sitting with your legs crossed is a very common way but there's negative effects from sitting in this position too long. And they're showing a fella sitting with his legs crossed, and his leg is crossed at the knee. And they're saying no to that. And then there's a sculpture next to it. We'll put this on Facebook and some places where you can see the picture. There's a sculpture with a fella with his leg crossed, and it's crossed at his ankle. And they're saying that's okay. It says that crossing your legs, sitting with your legs crossed, contributes to neck and back pain. Sitting with your legs crossed leaves your hips uneven and forces your pelvis bone to rotate, which can produce unnecessary pressure on the neck and lower and midsections of the back. The more pressure is placed on your spine, the increased likelihood is that it will develop into a long-term issue. Number two, it negatively affects your posture. Same kind of related thing, keeping your shoulders and spine aligned. Poor posture increases pain in the joints. And anyway, it just says the best way to sit is with your knees and ankles at 90 degrees and keeping your pelvis balanced as much as possible, which makes sense. The caveat to this is that I've got two golf buddies, actually three. And a lot of you know that I had blood clot issues, which was still bizarre. In fact, the doctors are still trying to figure it out. I've got another appointment tomorrow in the ongoing research about what caused it with my diet and lifestyle and everything anyway. But one of the things that the doctors have told all of us that have had these blood clot issues is to don't ever cross your legs, period. And that because it crushes the veins and the transfer of blood and can actually lead to blood clots and things. And it was I was having a sonogram done after we got my problem originally fixed. And the fellow, the tech that was doing the sonogram, was actually showing Judy that just very little pressure pushing down on a vein would stop the flow. She could actually see it, you know. But this report says that if you're going to cross your legs, do it at your ankle, not at your knee. So try crossing your legs differently. And for immediate pain relief when it occurs, use the real-time pain relief product. Non-greasy. It contains no harmful chemicals, the GMOs, parabens, or SLSs. If you haven't tried real-time pain relief, you can get a free $10 tube with your first purchase. For details, ask at your store or go to their website, RTPR. Crossing your legs in a different way may not be the best thing to do. Best thing may be don't cross your legs at all. Back to the phones. Let's go to Arlington next and talk to Candace. Hello, Candace.
Good morning, Dr. Garrett.
What's up?
Well, I just got a new place. Well, actually, it's not new. It's built in the 60s, but it's nice. And The first thing I did, of course, because there was a nice window box attached, was I put in some little petunias and verbenas. And, you know, I checked out the soil and dug around in it first. And then I've always read that coffee grounds are good for gardens and flowers and so forth. And so I don't drink coffee from ground coffee. I use instant, but I had this in case of emergency. So I brewed up a pot, and I put the grounds around the plants and, you know, gave them some water. Well, the one petunia plant seemed to get more stressed than the others, and it wasn't perking up. And so then I took the pot of coffee and added just a little bit of water to it because I made it really strong. And it was still warm, and I poured that over the plants. And I don't know, in just a few hours before I looked at them again, it just perked right up. And then I read about coffee, and it is so full of minerals. I didn't know that.
Oh, it's a good mild fertilizer. I use it all the time. We keep our coffee grounds in a little container under the sink, and then about once a week I go out and broadcast them around plants. And I've tried to overuse it in some places just to see if there's any negative from it, because I've actually had a compost company look into using coffee grounds as a major ingredient in one of their products, and they came up with an idea for some reason that there was something negative about it. So I've been trying to find that negative thing for a long time, and I never have been able to do it. I think it's a great organic fertilizer.
Coffee itself has magnesium and calcium.
Oh, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, even a little bit of MPK. And another thing about coffee grounds is if you put it in a sack or in a container or whatever and just leave it and forget about it for a few weeks and go back, you'll see green and blue mold growing on it. And a lot of people think, that's a bad thing. Well, that's not a bad thing at all. That's beneficial fungus growing on the coffee. It stimulates a good fungus. Yeah.
Okay. And my question is, I don't know what kind of tree this is. I'm legally blind, and it's got very little foliage yet. So it's half again as tall as the one-story house, and it's probably a foot in diameter, foot and a half in diameter, so it's a mature tree. But you were talking to a caller earlier about exposed flare root. Well, this tree has some flare roots, whatever. They're substantial. They're probably a couple inches high. So when I go to mow, I've got to put in some grass because it's not really too much here. How am I going to mow? I mean, I don't want to skate off the roots, and I don't want to tear up the blades on the mower. So should I just weed whack it?
Or you can spray it with vinegar. You can spray the grass that's near the base with vinegar or one of the hydrogen peroxide products or something like that. It'll kill the grass back so you don't have to put the mechanical equipment right there on the flare.
Okay.
I don't mind at all having a little bit of bare soil right at the flare and keep the equipment away from the tree that way.
Okay, that was my question. I don't want to hurt anything, but
the only thing it'll hurt is if you hit it over and over and over again and cut into it, because that flare is actually part of the trunk. It's part of the bark. It's a transition zone, but it's more bark than it is root. And if you keep hitting it, it's just like girdling it with a weed eater or something.
Yeah, opening a sore or something. Okay, well, you've been very helpful, and I appreciate your time, Dr. Garrett.
Thank you, Candace. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to West Texas and talk to William. Where are you in West Texas, William?
Hey, well, this spring, of course, it's early, and I run a lot of cattle out here.
Mm-hmm.
And the Johnson grass and sorghum malum has already come out. In fact, it's been growing for 2 or 3 weeks. And I need to know what to do, or to get the cattle out of there, or what?
Are you worried about the cattle eating the Johnson grass and getting sick?
If we get another frost.
That's the only time it's going to be dangerous. It develops that prussic acid. The thing you need to do with Johnson grass is just during dangerous times like that, keep it mowed down or keep the cattle out of it. To get rid of it, unless you have too much of it to deal with that way, is just to graze it over and over and over hard, or mow it over and over hard, or knock it out with a flamethrower, you know, over and over, and it'll kill it out.
I don't really want to kill it because it's my main source of grazing the summer.
I thought it might be. Just keep the cattle off of it during that time when it can farm that that acid. That's all you can do. Okay. It's just a management, you know, a timing kind of a thing. And if they've got to be in there, burn it with a flamethrower or, you know, kill it somehow so they won't be enticed to eat it when it's dangerous.
Well, they're not eating it right now because they've got plenty of good wheat or oats or, So they're leaving it alone. So I just never experienced this in spring. The fall, always worried the fall, you know, we get them out of there.
Well, you just got to deal with it.
This affects
knock it down
a lot of people.
Okay. All right. Sorry. I wish there was a better way, but you just have to manage the cattle or the grass around the cattle, you know. I got to run.
All right. Thank you.
I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back with you right after this. Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
Espoma has extremely high-quality organic products, including liquid plant foods with the innovative Easy Dose cap. Espoma also has a full line of granular organic lawn and garden foods, potting soils, and soil amendments that fit the Dirt Doctor program perfectly. Ask for Espoma products at garden centers, hardware, and other quality stores all across the U.S. For information on stores and products, visit espoma.com or call 1-800-634-0603.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's see where we're going to go next. We're going to go to Irving, Texas, and talk to Valerie. Hello, Valerie.
Hello, Dr. Garrett.
What's up?
I have a question. I have a blue Atlas cedar that I've planted in the backyard.
I like that tree. I like that plant. That's good.
There's a beautiful specimen in Old Irving, and that's what inspired me to get this tree.
Really? Where is it? Is it downtown?
Yes, it's on O'Connor, and I think it may be 4th Street or 3rd Street, O'Connor and 3rd Street.
Kind
of near where the Heritage House is in Irving.
Yeah, I'll make a point to get by there next time I'm in that area and get a photograph of it. That's great.
So the tree that my husband and I put in the backyard has, when we bought it, it looks like the leader had been cut, chopped. And so now there are two semi-leaders going up. One's more straight than the other one. They're about as large as a man's forefinger. One goes almost a 45-degree angle, then up, and then the other one goes up. Do I need to trim one of those off, or is that what a blue Atlas cedar does?
Yep, you do. Those are called codominant branches, and if you leave them both there, they're going to end up creating a tight V connection at the base and being a problem at some point. So what you want to do is stand back and look and determine which one. They may be very, very similar, so you're just going to have to make a subjective call if that's the case. But if one is a little bigger and stronger and straighter, that's the one that should be kept, and the other one should be cut completely off. It'll amaze you how short a time it'll take for the tree to fill out and for that one dominant branch to, you know, look symmetrical and not look out of balance. It'll look a little bit a little funny right at first, but that won't last long.
The one going out is slightly 45-degree angles. It looks a little bit stronger, but the other one is straighter.
Well, I personally don't mind crooked trees. In fact, my most interesting tree, except for the champion ginkgo that we have, is a live oak in the backyard, and the trunk's growing at a 45-degree angle. And it was doing that when we bought the house because there was a big black willow growing over it, and it was a little 1.5-inch caliper, 2-inch caliper tree at that point. And we just took the willow off and trimmed it to for the top to grow back the other way, but the trunk remains at the 45-degree angle. Your Atlas Cedars trunk will remain kind of at that angle, but will straighten up above that. The lower part of it that's crooked won't change. I don't mind that myself, but if you do, just cut it off and leave the straight one.
Oh, I like that look.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it gives a lot of more character.
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
Appreciate the call. Send me a picture.
I will.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, that's called eliminating the problem of codominant branching. Very, very common. I used to be pretty cavalier about that aspect. I'd put the trees in the ground and say, you know, the tree will grow the limbs where it wants them to grow. But when they're young, if you do that selective pruning and eliminate that codominant branching where two main stems are growing up and competing with each other, trim it so there's just one, really makes a big difference to the tree on down the road. Not immediately, but on down the road. Telephone number to be with me, 866-444-3478. Here's John in Eustis, Texas. Hi, John.
Good morning.
What's up?
You mentioned your blood clotting factor problem. Are you familiar with nitric oxide and the importance of nitric oxide?
I am, and I've taken it, and it's one of those things that the battery of doctors that I've met with, some of them are real open-minded to, you know, different things, alternative things, mm-hmm. and we've done it on a kind of along with the pharmaceuticals, you know, they put me, they've all said that it's a miracle that I'm still alive. And they, you know, they put me on the Xarelto and that was supposed to end the problem. Well, the Xarelto failed. It came, the blood clots came back.
Yeah. Well, one of the major benefits of nitric oxide is improving the blood clotting factor.
Right.
It has, L-arginine. The guy who won the Nobel Prize for discovering the importance of nitric oxide, he says if you eat a cup of peanuts a day, you get all the arginine you need. But if you're taking capsule form, you'd want to take it with L-citrulline to improve the L-arginine getting into your system. But yeah, there are four major benefits to circulation. It reduces your blood clotting, your arterial plaque by 50%. It keeps your cholesterol in good shape. It relaxes your blood vessels, so you got lower blood pressure, and then it improve your blood clotting factor, and so less chance of strokes or blood clots.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it and read good things, and we've actually taken it in a couple of different forms, but it's just getting agreement with all these different doctors that I've had to be associated with, shall we say.
We've
got an interesting meeting coming up tomorrow. We'll see what comes out of it.
Yeah, it's salmon and shrimp are a good source of arginine, and cucumbers and watermelon, good source of L-citrulline. On sassafras trees, this is the only problem I've ever had. I've got a little grove of sassafras trees, and sometimes when I get in there, my sinuses will start flowing so much it'll almost make me gag.
Really?
It's the only thing I've ever been around that causes that. Is there anything particular to sassafras trees that would cause something like that?
No, I've never heard that before, and I don't know what it would be. Is it when they're in flower that you're having the problem? Ooh,
I think
watching
it's
the time. Let me put you on hold. We'll talk off the air. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books, His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Franke and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for a Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. John and I talked off the air about a couple of things, but one is the sassafras a little bit more. Sassafras tree is a tree that grows in acid, sandy soils. Very difficult to grow if you have black clay or something like we have in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I do have it in all my plant books. I love it. I think it's a beautiful tree. It has extremely interesting foliage because the foliage has three or four different shapes, you know, all on the same tree. And then the fall color is beautiful. This allergy thing, sensitivity he has, is something I've never heard of before, and I'm going to look into it. If anybody out there has any information about it, we're, as always, we're totally open to any suggestions or comments about it. So let us know what you think. It's not a tree that I see in the nursery industry very much. It would do fine being grown commercially and everything, but only for people with the acid sandy soil, not the alkaline clay soils. Let's see what Barbara's up to in Centerville, Texas. Hey, Barbara.
It's same old Margaret, but hello.
Margaret.
Yes, again.
Well, that's an interesting way of spelling Margaret. B-A-R-B-A.
I'll answer to most anything if it's said nicely. I have received the beneficial nematodes and have never done that before, and I want to be sure that that is successful. And I had waited for rain to ensure that the ground is wet. It's form size about an acre, and I also want to, should they not be put out with a pump-up sprayer, how best can that be accomplished? And to keep the ground wet, how wet is wet?
You don't need to keep it wet. If there's enough moisture in the ground to keep the plants alive, there's enough moisture for the beneficial nematodes. So,
like a heavy dew every morning?
Yeah, just normal moisture in the soil. The only thing that would kill them is if it's just totally dried out. So if there's any moisture left in the soil from previous rains, Barbara, there's enough moisture for the nematodes because you're going to be spraying them out with moisture, and they're mobile. They get down, going down into the soil once they're put out. You say you had an acre?
Yes, I ordered the form size, so, you know, at least an acre.
Well, I would put them out in your case, with a hose-end sprayer. This is one of the few times I recommend a hose-end sprayer because they're inconsistent about how they spray. But with nematodes, you don't have to have a perfectly even mix and coverage. You know, I slosh them out with a big watering can at my house.
Well, that's what I wondered about that too. That would, if just someone gets them out.
Yeah, just to get them out with an acre, that'd be a lot of sloshing with a watering can. I've got about a half an acre. I do it on, but I have a great big watering can, and I walk around real fast and do it that way.
Uh-huh.
Easier to do it with a hose end sprayer. Any kind of a screen in it, take the screen out.
Okay.
Because you don't want it clogging up the stuff. Did you get the one on the blue sponge or the?
No, they came in the mail. They're in the refrigerator right now.
No, I mean, what are they on? What are the nematodes on?
In a package that came from
a little flat square package.
Yes.
Okay, it looks kind of like putty.
A little box type package.
Yeah.
Several packages, but.
Just take a little pinch of that putty-looking stuff out, put it in a can or a 5-gallon bucket, slosh it around, get it mixed, and then put it into a concentrated amount of it, put it into the hose-end sprayer, and go out and spray. And with hose-end sprayer, spray over everything a couple of times so you make sure you get good, even distribution, and they work beautifully.
Okay.
What are you trying to control, by the way?
Anything they can find.
Any kind of pest. Well, in your case, they'd be good for fleas and ticks and termites and all kinds of stuff.
Not targeting one type thing, but just anything. And I got the two that said there were seekers and two different kinds.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
So we'll see.
You can do it any time now.
But they'll have the opportunity. So.
With this weather, you can go ahead and do it anytime you're ready. Don't let them sit around too long.
No, I was concerned about them drying out, but if it's just damp or, you know, is good enough, then that's...
Just normal moisture. That's all you need.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Terrell, Texas, and talk to Jerry. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, good morning, Howard. I appreciate you taking my call this morning.
Sure.
I have at my home an old crepe myrtle. I know it's at least 50 years old that we have treasured since we built our house there years ago.
Oh, cool.
And my dad, when he was still living, would come in there every February, and I think he would put phosphorus on that. But he's gone now, and I'm wanting to know what I can do. The flowering of the crepe myrtle has diminished greatly in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wanting to know what I can do to bring that old girl back.
Okay. You've listened to my show, so you know what I'm talking about when I talk about a crepe myrtle has a dramatically large flare. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir, I do.
And you've got it exposed?
Yes.
Okay.
To the best of my ability, it's fairly close to our front porch.
Okay.
I've got it to the best of my ability without, you know, going out into the yard and really opening that up.
Well, if you wanted to do the best it can do, be dramatic about it. Go out as, you know, don't worry about hurting the turf and yeah. expose it out. Because a crepe myrtle's flare is big and dramatic, and then it on larger trees like yours, it'll turn into an apron. It'll flatten out and go out really wide, and you want as much of that exposed as you possibly can. The second thing I would do to get it back to flowering like you want it to flower is spray at least once a quarter. Once a month would be even better, but that's kind of a lot. But spray once a quarter with the Garrett juice mixture and drench the root zone with the Garrett juice. There's nothing that will set buds and increase flowering like the Garrett juice mixture will. That whole mixture of compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed, it works better on that than anything you can use.
Okay.
There's a related product, if you go the commercial product route, that's a tree tonic that's basically Garrett juice with a little more. It's got a trace mineral package added to it. It's from the Good Natured Company brand, okay. And that would be really good for your crepe myrtle as well. You could use it instead of the Garrett juice if you go the commercial route.
Okay, well, what was the trick that he had with the phosphorus? Was that just
phosphorus is a – do you know what form he put it out?
He put it out and just kind of – he had it in a bag and he would just kind of spread it by hand.
Well, what I'm getting around to, though, is there's different kind of phosphorus, and with the organic program, you're not tying it up. With synthetic fertilizers, which I bet years ago he was probably using – he was getting benefit because he was putting out phosphorus in a way that it was available to the plant because it wasn't available to the soil. If you're okay. using an organic program like you're using, the phosphorus is available. And there's also phosphorus in the fish, in the seaweed, in the Garrett juice, in the compost tea.
Okay.
You're putting it out. If you want to add some to it, buy what's called soft rock phosphate, because when you put it out, it's available. It helps make other nutrients available, and it doesn't tie up things like the synthetic phosphorus does.
Okay, but if I just went with the Garrett juice
organic fertilizers in general, yeah. there'll be phosphorus in those products.
Okay, so that's pretty well going to take care of it in one fell swoop, right?
I think so.
Okay, well, the doctor has prescribed Garrett juice. I appreciate it, sir, and we'll give that a shot.
Take some before pictures, and I want to see the after pictures, okay?
Okay, sir. I will. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Here's Elizabeth in San Antonio. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, Howard. What is your recommendation for the boric acid sugar mixture and for indoor bug bait, please?
Well, we've got a couple of different formulas. They're in the new organic manual, for one thing, updated to a large degree. They're also on the website. Basically, what you do is you use some kind of a sugar as the base, and you make the boric acid make up 10% or less of the mixture. If you go too heavy with the boric acid, it will function as a repellent. You know, they'll stay away from it. You want it to be mostly sugar and a very, very small amount of the boric acid.
Okay.
If you've got any pets around and things like that, you need to keep it away from. It won't hurt them or injure them real badly, but it'll give them a tummy ache. I had a little dog get into some boric acid years ago, and it's not what you want to do, but it will control ants and roaches and things like that. The best roach control that I ever used, though, that I made myself at home, was a mixture of 50% boric acid, 50% Arm & Hammer laundry detergent, and 50% sugar mixed together.
Okay.
And if you do that and you put just a tiny little pinch of boric acid in it also, you can put it in a glass jar and set it somewhere, and the roaches will come climb in it and kill themselves down in the bottom of the jar.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
Let's run. We got some open lines here all of a sudden. 866-444-3478 if you want to jump on here before the end of the show. Nick in Chandler, Texas. Hello, Nick.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on there?
Well, just sitting here watching a deer eat in my backyard, which is a pretty pleasant sight on a Sunday morning.
It is pretty, unless they're eating all your valuable landscape plants.
Well, now I have my landscape stuff inside of a 6-foot chain link fence, and I feed the deer on the other side of it. So far, they've been neighborly and not tried to cross the fence yet.
That's good.
You know.
I had a friend.
Let
me tell you one real quick story related to that. A rancher buddy of mine that lived down in Medina, Texas, years ago, I was at his place, and he had a big, beautiful place, and he had real nice landscaping all up around the house, and there were deer all over the place. And I said, how in the world are you doing this? And he had put up a one-wire electric fence that was knee-high, and they could easily jump over it, you know. But they got into it one time and told their buddies.
And it kept them out from then on.
It was really interesting. I've messed up our timing. Hang on, and we'll talk about your deal when I get back. Don't go away, everybody. Howard Garrett, after this. To turn any space into a garden, it's easy with SmartPot. It's a fabric container that's portable, foldable, reusable, 100% BPA-free, provides better drainage than ceramic or clay pots, releases heat, and prevents soil compaction and even circling roots. A really big deal. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to SmartPots.com. That's SmartPots.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Dram is celebrating 75 years of design and manufacturing of quality watering tools. Heavy-duty Dram sprinklers fit any size yard. Match any shape in your yard with the 9-pattern turret sprinkler. The oscillating sprinkler has 18 brass jets for uniform watering of up to 3,000 square feet. The spinning sprinkler creates a very fine soaking spray. Dram sprinklers, the professional's choice for lawn and garden, are available at your local independent garden center. Visit Dram on Facebook or at dram.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we were visiting with Nick in Chandler, Texas. You still there, Nick?
Yes, sir, I am, Howard.
What else did you have for me? I'm sorry. I had to run there for a second.
No, that's not a problem. We have 3 acres here, and I've got about 12 trees. They're pretty good size. It's a mixture of everything from, I have a pecan tree, a cedar tree, a poplar tree, some oak trees, a mixture of everything.
Okay.
What I need is, I need to get a hold of a reliable arborist. I've been using Athens Organics. That's about the closest real organic place to me down here. A lot of places say they're organic, but they're really not.
Right.
I noticed I've got one big tree. It's indistinguishable to me. I don't really know what it is, but everything else is beginning to green out, blossom out a little bit. This one doesn't have anything on it. I also noticed last year that it had a lot of mistletoe in it, and I remember you saying that when a tree started growing mistletoe that it was in distress. But I need a name or a place to look. I can get on the internet, but gosh, Howard, there's gazillions of them, you know. Want somebody to come out and just kind of give me a wellness check on what I need to do. Do I have a, you know, do I have too much of a flute, a root flare, or do I need to put something else into the soil? Everything here is total sand.
Right.
You know,
how
so.
Far are you from Dallas? About an hour and a half?
About an hour and a half, uh-huh.
Well, Tyson Woods with Trees by Woods is who, you know, one of the companies we work with a lot. He might be able to work in coming that far. I know he's gone that far and farther in other times.
Trees by Woods.
Trees by Woods. And Lambert's, they tend to stick more to the Dallas area, but it'd be worth giving them a call and see if they would come over. And both of those companies, if they're not able to do it for you, we'll probably have some recommendations that might be a little bit closer to you.
Okay, one other question, which I'm sorry that it's monetary, about, and I know this is a very difficult question to ask, about what should I pay a good arborist to come out and look? Because I've been burned a couple of times when we lived in Mesquite, and, you know,
well,
some of them are not, some of them, I'm not going to say they're dishonest, but some of them are, don't quite live up to their claims. You know what I mean?
Right. Some arborists, and I'm not sure how those two work in this situation, where there'd be an hour and a half drive, you know, 3 hours round trip, how
right,
they're,
right, uh-huh.
how they're going to charge. They'll probably charge some kind of consulting situation. What that number is, I really don't know what it exactly is, but they can give mm-hmm. it to you over the phone.
Okay.
And
okay.
some of them don't charge a fee for that at all. Well, there's three ways to do it. One is they charge a fee and you pay that, and then if they hire you to do something, you pay whatever that is. The others will come out for no charge to try to get the business of doing the work. And the third way
right.
is they'll charge you a fee, but they'll give it back
if you hire them
to do
uh-huh.
some of the work. So there's three different ways to go.
Can I get some knowledgeable information by going to your website and looking at your sick tree treatment type thing?
Well, I would hope so. The sick tree treatment is what I recommend 95% of the time for people that
yes,
are having stress-related issues in their trees. Our course, which costs $195, you know, the fee might be more than that.
Possibly.
We've got two whole chapters in my course, my online course about trees, and I go into it in great detail. And I'm going to do additional classes just on trees in the future. But right now, there's a lot of detail there, and there's quite a bit on the website as well. So,
well, I've never had to. I've been following you for 20 something years, I guess, and I've never had a problem with anything, understanding it or being able to put it to practical application off of your books or the website that you have. But I've never really had to mess with big trees like I've got. I mean, I'm talking some of these are 70 feet tall.
Yeah.
They're huge trees.
Well, the only thing you've got to definitely get somebody outside and a professional to help you with is any big work up in the tree. You don't want to be doing that yourself.
Oh, no.
The base work, you can get all the information from my website and from our class and from my books,
okay.
especially
okay.
the new book with Mother Earth, the organic manual. I'm going to have to run, but I think that'll get you
yes,
going.
Sir,
and if you
fine.
Have any specific questions after that, just give me a holler or send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com.
I sure will,
okay.
Howard. Thank you, and you have a great week. Now,
okay,
bye.
You too. Well, that's going to about do it for the weekend, if I've got the hour right here, Mary Rose. Thank you for being out there. This has been a great show, fast-moving, and we've covered every subject in the world, it seems. We'll have the podcast on the website on dirtdoctor.com, and we try to get all this stuff in order for you by subject. So it's there. You can listen to my show on the app, on the Dirt Doctor app. And, of course, we're here live broadcasting out of the Las Colinas area in Dallas every Sunday from 8 to 11. The website, dirtdoctor.com, you can sign up for the newsletter. It's free and weekly right there on the homepage. Joining the Organic Club of America is our membership area, and you get priorities of getting your questions answered there, free seed that comes from plants that we've grown in our gardens and everything, and just other benefits. And of course, you can learn about the school, the Natural Organic Certification School, right there on dirtdoctor.com. Enjoy your gardens out there. We've got some beautiful weather here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I hope you're having decent weather and can get started with the spring garden. Get out there and spend a little time doing that. Make sure you don't spend it all on basketball and other things. Leave a little bit for gardening. And enjoy your gardens out there. And don't forget to feed the birds. I'll see you next week.